feel to be on the other side of one of these things?
Real good. We got better as the game went on, and I thought in the third we were playing our style and intensity that we need. It got better in the second period, and then in the third we were a good team.
A couple of players mentioned that you had some words for them in between periods, between the first and the second. Can you share any of that?
I just, you know, we're honest, and didn't necessarily like the first period, and that's what we talked about. And they know when they're playing the right way, and it was just, I don't want any excuses because of the players that aren't playing. Like, we no excuse. We want to compete, and that's what we want to do. So, wasn't, I said that before, it's, I just speak. All I can do is give the roadmap, but they're out there, and they're blocking shots, and they're taking hits and giving hits and going to the net and forechecking hard. So, they responded well.
How much was an increase in physicality a part of your being able to push back and sort of level?
Well, it is. I thought in the first we weren't physical enough, but then we got more physical. It's a physical game, so it's going to be part of it. And being physical, it's not only giving body checks, but it's slowing players down. It's taking hits to make plays. That's the physical part. The stick battle. It's all of it.
Fantilli, did he go to a different level for you tonight and all around?
Well, I thought he was good from the first period. I thought if we had one guy going in the first period, that was Adam. So he keeps progressing. He keeps improving. And he wants to be a key guy at key moments. And we see it. We saw it again tonight. So for a young player like him, there's no fear in his game. There's no fear. Like, even if it's more physical, it's a little bit louder, that all those components could intimidate young players, doesn't faze them.
You mentioned this morning, felt like maybe a budding rivalry type of thing, you know, between these teams this year, especially these three games. It's a good team across the hall. Two times you've won 6-5 against them in kind of wild games,
yeah,
in different ways. Just,
yeah.
How much fun is it to play in those kind of games, and how big is it for your team?
Well, it's good because those games are, I don't want to compare it to playoffs, but it's closer to playoffs because you play so many games against the same team in a short period of time. So there's some kind of a rivalry developing between the two teams. And I liked the way we bounce back. So last game we lost, but we had more chances than they did, played a real good game. We just didn't finish, but tonight we just kept coming back. And like I said, it's from the first to the third period, we just kept going. So, and it's, I'm really happy for them. I mean, it's good for us. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited about the win, but for them to get some results. Because I keep telling them we're improving, and then at some point you need some result against a good team, trailing from behind. So I know they're excited in the room, and they should be.
Kind of an odd thing out there with so many Leafs fans, but you know they're going back and forth with the Jackets fans in the stands. In a weird way, do you think that kind of, you know, fired your team up as well? Just hearing kind of that back and forth.
I don't know. I mean, we want our fans to be louder than the opponents, and they were, I think. I'm not sure. Like, we're so focused on ice level, I'm not sure I hear exactly what's going on, but it's a great building here. It's amazing. When we get going and they're supporting us like the way they've been always supporting us since I'm here anyway, it's a great building. And it's good to give them back too. Like, to give them a good win where it was exciting, lots of goals. It's good for the fans. The fight, a lot of fans like it. Some don't, but it was a good game.
Two more. We'll go Jeff and then
Dave. You had 12 different guys with points tonight. You had these both goalies, but all 20 guys, it feels like, stepped in and kind of did their job. And
yeah.
You mentioned you don't want to talk about the guys that aren't there, but just how important is it to kind of have everybody pulling the rope and everybody contributing?
Yeah, we had those guys. Yeah, we had like, mistakes were made on both sides. It's a game of mistakes anyway, so it's going to happen every game, but key mistakes or key plays at key times. So I had a hard time finding the right matchup to play against Matthews, and the first time I tried Gonsline, they got scored against. Then I tried them again a little bit later in the game, and they got better and better, and then they were able to do a good job. So I think that was a game changer for us. I know Gudbrandsson did his job. That's also part of a game changer. the goals we scored, the power play 4-on-3. But for me, having a line that can play against Matthews, they're so dominant. They're great players. But finding a line that could play against those guys, so I could use, we could use Fantilli's line and Sillinger's line, and I kept Voronkov against Tavares. It finally worked, and I didn't expect that, but it did. So that's to answer your question, and Spencer in the third period made some key saves for us, so it's a full team effort.
That's where I was going. Elvis goes out. First of all, what happened to Elvis, and then talk about how Spencer kind of found his footing as he went along there.
Yeah, tough position for him. Elvis got a bug, couldn't continue. But tough position for him, hasn't played in a while, and then goes against a highly skilled defensive team. But like I said, in the third period, he made some key saves for us.
Thanks.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Tomorrow.